This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. On the second day of a visit to Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to hold several bilateral meetings with the leadership and also address the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers today. The president is on a three-nation tour to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit is focused on reaffirming India's commitment to further strengthen its existing friendly and cordial relations with the countries in Africa. A correspondent reports that today President Murmu laid a wreath at the Maqam-e-Chahid, the Martyrs' Memorial, built in the memory of fighters of the Algerian War of Independence. President will also visit the National Museum of Mojahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. India has strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. In response to diplomatic communication from Canada regarding the matter, the External Affairs Ministry termed this as preposterous imputations and ascribed them to the political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centered around vote bank politics. It pointed out that since Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made certain allegations in September last year, the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with India, despite many requests. New Delhi said this latest step follows interactions that have again witnessed assertions without any fact. The ministry said that this leaves little doubt that on the pretext of investigation, there is a deliberate strategy of smearing India for political gains. It stated that the Trudeau government has consciously provided space to violent extremists and terrorists to harass, threaten and intimidate Indian diplomats and community leaders in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today inaugurated the e-Migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in Delhi. The e-Migrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. In his address, Dr. Jayashankar asserted that the launch of e-Migrate V2.0 portal is a testament to the government's efforts to create safe, transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA, of the International Telecommunications Union in New Delhi tomorrow. This is the first time India is hosting this event. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the India Mobile Congress. A correspondent reports that the 10-day event aims to shape the future of technology standards in areas like 6G, artificial intelligence and cybersecurity, among others. Over 3,000 world leaders, technology experts from over 190 countries will participate in the event. Delhi government today imposed a blanket ban on manufacturing, storage and selling of all kinds of firecrackers in view of rising pollution in the national capital. The ban will be implemented from today till the 1st of January next year. The Delhi Pollution Control Committee has issued an order in this regard, which also includes a ban on delivery through online marketing platforms and bursting of all kinds of firecrackers. In Jammu and Kashmir, the recently elected 29 BJP MLAs were given a formal welcome at the party headquarters at Trikuta Nagar in Jammu today. Welcoming the new legislatures, BJP's J&K president Ravinder Raina said, "The people of J&K, especially those of the Jammu division, deserve special thanks for giving the party 29 MLAs. He said it is the largest number of party has ever won in the J&K assembly elections. Mr. Raina said a meeting of the legislative party in the presence of central observers Prahlad Joshi and Tarun Chugh will be held soon. The International Shooting Sports Federation ISSF President Luciano Rossi confirmed that India will host the Junior World Cup in 2025. Mr. Rossi was addressing a press conference ahead of the ISSF World Cup in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rossi also hailed India's increasing contribution to the development and growing popularity of shooting around the world. And that is the end of this news bulletin.